We are learning Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Peites Amabes, and we are starting 5 lines on the bottom, beginning of a line. We learned before in the Gemara, on Daf Peitein Amabes, that you're not allowed to, it says in the Pasuk, Anovim, and we darshin, Anovim veloy Anovim v'dova achar. The poil is not allowed to take his Anovim and dip it into a dip to make it sweet and eat it. Why? Because then a poil eat much more. So you're only allowed to eat plain anovim. That's what it says. Anovim v'loy anovim v'dova achar. So more of the shot like this. The boil who? Poil ma'osh yehaviv ba'or. Are you allowed to put this into fire? Not talking about anovim in this case. Talking about melilois. Talking about a piece of wheat. Wheat kernels are very hard to eat. You want to put it into the fire to make it crunchy. And you eat it that way. So what's the shiloh? Because it's making it easier to eat. On the other hand, am I adding anything onto it? So that's the question. Or is that considered a dova achar or not? On one hand, I'm making it better. On the other hand, it's not dova achar. It's the same thing. That's the Gemara Shaila. Toshima. The Baal Bayis, who does not want the poil to eat too much of his grapes, he's allowed to feed them before they start working. He says, here, take a glass of wine. And when someone drinks wine, he becomes a little bit full. And he won't eat as many grapes. That's mutter to do. It's a good shtick. You're allowed to do that. No problem. And it says also, "Vayta the poilim, Rishon poilim will tavel pitam betzir k'desh yerech l'adam harbe." It's also mutter for the poilim to eat for lunch the bread in fish juice, which makes them very hungry for more stuff to sweeten their mouth up. They eat a lot of anovim. That's also mutter because they're not doing anything to the anovim, just making themselves appetizers to be able to eat more. That's not a problem. So what do you see? You see, I already said the tariffs already, but you see from here, you're allowed to do something, a pile is allowed to do something, in order to eat more. So same thing, you can put the thing, as long as he's not eating something else, so why can't he put that oven into fire? So Gemara answers the top of my base, you're definitely allowed to do something to yourself, it's not a shiloh. Could you be machshir to peri? Is that considered a chesaron in dava achar or not? That's the question. By being machshir to peri, is that considered dava v'acher. Toshima, so we have the shayla, we're not sure. Toshima says in the Brayos like this, Poilim oichlim anovim b'roshay umnoi shalahem. Poilim allowed to eat grapes at the end of the rows. The grapes at the end of a row of the vineyard is much sweeter grapes because the sun hits that spot. The vines and the branches in the middle of the vineyard, those don't hit the sun as much. They're not as sweet. But the roshay umnos, which means the rows, the head of the rows, the end of the rows, those are much sweeter. So the pile is allowed to say, you know, I'm not going to eat right now. I want to eat the good stuff. You're allowed to do that, no problem. And even though you'll eat more because it tastes much better, it's not a problem. Pile oichlim adav roshay umnos lem, uvashul yehavu bar. But you can't put it into the fire. So it's a first raya, lechari, you can't put it in the fire. So like tomorrow, no. No, also not because you eat too much. Hosam some bit of malacha. That's a different reason. The reason why you're not roasted in the fire is because of bit the malacha. You're wasting time for the Baal Bayis. Kikam abayla, our shayla is, heichad ikka ishtayvanov ma. Here, his wife or children who are not working are going to do it for him. And he's not going to waste any time for malacha. Is that mutter? Is that called anov dov acha? Don't be a raya for me. It says you shouldn't do it. You know why you shouldn't do it? Because bit the malacha. Because you have to work. Mashenke, and if your wife will do it for you, that's the question. The Gemara, is that a chesaroin of anovim v'dova achar? Is that considered, I'm eating the anovim with something else? So Gemara says, still, what's the halacha? Toshma, not a brisa. Lo yahave v'or v'yoichal, you should not put the anovim, roast it in the fire a little bit and eat it. Lo yichmor ba'adom v'yoichal, you shouldn't warm it in the ground and eat it. Lo yafrich gavisela, you shouldn't press it against a rock. And that softens it, the yoichal. But you could soften in your hand when you eat those grapes. That's motiv yoichal. So again, we see, now do any pu'ulois to make it sweeter. So it's mamash klar raya. They now have a bar. It says klar, lo yahav bar. So tomorrow, no. There is also, because of bit of malacha, there is a different problem, a bit of malacha. And hachinam mistavra, and taka, I bring a raya. What was your raya that's dafka bit of malacha? This is a mesuki peri. If the problem with suga peri, sell a mime suga peri, it makes it soft, it makes it sweeter. So the Mara says, no, yeshloi mam tik purta. That's not a raya. The Mara wants to say, how can I mistavra, it's bit of lacha, because rock is not making it sweeter. The Mara says, no, it's possible rock makes it sweeter, and it's not a how can I mistavra, but it is a dichu to the raya. The raya was, the nala bahav bar, so the Mara is not a raya. Again, that Bryce is talking about what you're doing yourself. the pile, the worker's doing himself, that's a problem because he has to do work for the Baal Bayis and not be busy preparing his food. Tashema, poilim shoyo oidrim b'te'enim, v'goidrim b'tomorrow, u'boidrim b'anovim, u'moiskim b'zeisim. What does that mean? These are all l'shoinos of harvesting, of picking the fruit. So when it comes to figs, it's called oidrim, when you're picking the te'enim. Gardim b'tomorrow, when it comes to picking dates, it's called gardim. Boitzim b'anovim, when it comes to harvesting the grapes, it's called boitzim. U'moiskim b'zeisim, by olives, it's called moiskim. So halacha is, here the poil eats. Why? It's gemar malacha. It's not chayv and maisi yet. It's gevaldik. Harei ha'ichlim upaturim. You eat and upaturim, you potter from maisa. Sha'at Torah zichzlem, because the Torah is mezakeh to them. It's not a problem of mekach, like we said before. It's not a problem of mekach. It's not a tenai. It's not a tenai of their salary. It's a Torah gave it to them. The Torah gave it to them. That's the Torah Zichlam. It's not a salary. It's a Torah says that while you're working on these fruits, you're allowed to eat it, and therefore you're potter and mice. But pitam lo yechelu. You should not eat it together with your bread. Elam kein not the shushval bais. Only if you took a shushval bais. What's pshat? This is a classic din of anovim v'dov achar. You're not allowed to eat it as a sandwich in your bread because you can eat too much of it because that makes it more geshmak. So you're not allowed to eat these fruits together with pas because that's called anovim v'dov achar. Unless you have rishos. And then it says, you should not dip it into salt and eat it. So here's your raya. Chayra, here you're not really eating that. You wouldn't call melach tova acha, maybe. That's tova acha. It's like you have a bar. I'm making it more geshmak, the grape itself. So you see, you now have a bar and eat it. Here it's not a bit of melacha. You're just dipping it in. That's not the bit of melacha. So what's going on? It's not eat. So to Gemara, you're right. Melach vadek anom tova acha. Dummy. Below you is supposed to melach. And but a half bar is still shy, like Rashi says. It says melach vali nom davacher dummy. Va'afigav da layu da novim kama vali. It's on the novim. V'lav milsav apen avshan. A separate thing. Mekomakum davachu. V'ahav vay melach. Sorry, maybe it's mutter. So we're still having the shayla. What's the halacha? But we did say right now we learn pshat. Lo yispeis b'melach is a din in anovim davacher. That yispeis b'melach is a ister as anovim davacher. That's what we're holding right now. And the Gemara soon we're going to change pshat on this brisa. So keep in mind and remember this brisa well. This brisa said there's three parts to it. It said that when you're harvesting the fruits, you're allowed to eat it. But you put a meiser. Then it says because that's from the Torah. Then it says you shouldn't eat it with your bread unless you have a shush. That's step two. Step three says, "Least place for melach v'yechal." Okay, break the Gemara Kasha.
We don't write toasting
to have a bar. We don't write yet because melach is different. Melach is something else in Maisa. But we're going to even change least place for melach soon. Let's see. Least place for melach v'yechal. Are you telling me you can't dip it into salt and eat it? I'm going to ask you a Kasha for another price. The price says, "Asoyecha is a poil la'ader, but the kashkesh tachas azesim." You hire a poil to dig and to cover roots under the olive tree. Now remember, this is not gemar melacha. So I raise it lo yoichal. You don't eat it. Why? Because this is not gemar melacha. This is early on in the growing process. You have to take care of the roots and take care of the digging around the tree. You got to make it get moisture. And therefore, lo yoichal, you cannot eat from the tree. Sochro livtsar, sochro limsoik. So livtsar is anavim. When you hire someone to take down grapes, sochur limsoik, which is olives, sochur lilaket, you're soicher to be malaket other peris, which are called, they gather on the floor, hareza oichel, then you could eat. Why? Because that's b'shask ma'amalacha. U'pater, and you're pater from ma'isa, why shatar zichzlem? Kutar is mezaket then. Kotzatz, we learn Rashi's pshat in kotzatz. Kotzatz, if you made up with the balabites that I'm going to eat, so like Tosis points out, this means it's going back on the first case of this brisa, which says you were digging under the tree. So let's say you made up with the Babai's to eat. Says the story, right? You made up with the Babai's to eat, you gotta eat. You can't eat out spoil because it's not Gemara Malacha, but he made up. Kotzat. So the halacha is, there, it's a shayla of chi of maisa. Why? Because that's really like a mekach. So there it depends. Achazach, even one at a time, yoichal. You could eat without b'chayiv maisa. Shtayim, shtayim, lo yoichal, without taking of maisa. Once it's two, even a mekach is only chayiv if you have two. One is not. Two at a time, and that's called a chashuv mekach, and there you can't eat. You one at a time, you can't eat two at a time. Then it says, v'soifes b'melach v'yoichal, you're glad to dip it into salt and eat it. So what's that ad kind of brisa? Remember, we said in the last brisa, lo yispois melach v'yoichal. Here it says, soifes melach v'yoichal. Ah, hey, What are we going on over here? Ilema Seifa is going on the Seifa where a case was, it was Kotzatz, they made up with Valbayas to eat. So given the Kotzatz, what's the Chiddush? You let us dip it in salt? Obviously, you let us dip it in salt. You made up with him, you let it eat. This is like your salary, you do whatever you want. It's not like didn't like for the Torah Zichlam was a din and Dovim Dovacher. When it's your own thing, when it's your own deal, so then you keep whatever you want. That's a Rashi doing the Gemara. Taisa Gara is bothered by it. Maybe the tzitzit means you can't do that. Okay, well, come on. The pastor says, if you make up with someone, let it eat it, you can't have some restrictions, you can't dip it into salt. So it can't be. Given the katas, kol hecha debay lecha. So what's it going on? Elav aresha. It's going back on the resha, which is not katzat, which is sachar livtsar, which is a case of eating mina taira. And what does it say? I'm allowed to dip it into salt. So it's a open stira between two prices. The first price says... Why? Dipping salt? No, Mishnah didn't say that, no. Mishnah didn't say anything about dipping in salt. No, not that I know of. The Mishnah said, you don't know, salt. Mishnah said, no, the Mishnah didn't say anything about dipping salt. The Gemara said before, another Davacha, which actually Rashi types over there, salt, actually. Whatever. But in the Gemara of another Davacha, Rashi types salt. But here, we have a steer of two prices. Remember, the first price says, Lo Yisbeis HaMelech V'Yechel. And this price says that you could do it. So, Mamash, often a steer. It's often a steer. It's not a Mishnah. But this Gemara is you have to concentrate next Gemara. So, yeah, we have a Kashav V'Yechel. It's a steer. Let's read it inside one more time. Elim HaSev, he caught to call it the way Malechel. And with Elim HaRashah, it says HaRashah, it's Tira. Oma Abaya, Abaya changes the sugya. Oma Abaya, the discussion of Melach here is not in the sugya of Anov and Davacha. You have to reframe your whole head. Oma Abaya, Loi Kasha, Kam Ba'aretz, Kam B'chutz La'aretz. Ba'aretz Kava Svisa, B'chutz La'aretz Kava Svisa. What Abaya is doing, he's saying is, both these brises of Melach are talking about Chiyav Maisa. If you go back to the first brisa, it says "Vepitam lo yechelu." Don't eat it with bread. Elam ki not lushus balabayis. Lo yisvus amelach v'yecha is going on a case where you took shus from the balabayis. Not a case where you have permission to eat it. You took a shus from the balabayis to eat it with pas. Now don't dip it into melach because if you dip it into melach, it'll become chayiv and meiser. The second brisa is going on the case, also where you're going to be chayiv and meiser by the case of katzatz. The second price also is going on katzatz. Tak going on katzatz, going on seifa. And what does it mean? The seifas b'melach v'yaychal, which means that you could dip it into melach and you won't be chayiv and meiser. And what's the difference? If we're talking about meiser now, not lov v'acher, so why in the first price we're saying you're not allowed to do it because you're chayiv and meiser, and the second price is you could do it because you're potter meiser. Her melach makes chayiv and meiser. It's a gemar. So the Gemara says, Abaye says, "Kam ba'aretz, kam chutz la'aretz." In the case of chutz la'aretz, where it's a rounder and show, we chayiv b'darabanan. Ba'aretz kafa svisa. In the Eretz Yisrael, the svisa melach makes a kviyah l'maiser. But chutz la'aretz a kafa svisa. Chutz la'aretz, it's not kviyah l'maiser. That's the Gemara's teretz. That's the answer to the stira. And we're not talking about avodah v'achar anymore. We're talking about chiyav maiser. Amar Rava, mi kemidi de ba'aretz kafa svisa v'daraisa. We're saying in Eretz Yisrael, the svisa will cause it to be chayiv and ma'aser. Over chutz la'aretz like kava svisa and mutar atchila. Usually, when something's derabanan, it's the same thing like the raisa, just downgraded to derabanan. It doesn't become mutar all of a sudden. So Rabbis like this teretz that here we're talking about it's chutz la'aretz, therefore svisa does not make kaveya. If it's kaveya, if it makes chayiv ma'aser mid the raisa, in the case of Eretz Yisrael, so chutz la'aretz does derabanan. I don't know what you're saying. Why is it mutar? Elam Rava, different teretz. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, chada, if it's one grape, loy kava svisa. Dipping into salt will not make a kviyas, because by one there's no kviyas. Tarti, if it's two grapes, kava svisa. Then it is kaveya. Now, another halacha is, katzatz, when you make up with the balabayas they're going to eat, when you're making the contract, bein safas, bein loy safas, achas, oichel, if it's one at a time you eat it, time, loy oichel. Loi kotzatz, v'loi sofas, oichel shtayim shtayim. You can eat two at a time, because there you don't have either one to make a chayav meiser. Sofas, achas, achas, oichel, shtayim shtayim, loi oichel, v'avgav not the shushu v'alabayis. What the Gemara answers like this. First of all, klal one, rule one is, you only when you eat two, is it possible to have a kviyas meiser. And there's two ways to make a kviyas meiser. either by being a kotzatz. Kotzatz means it's in the contract. When I sign the contract, I'm going to eat peiros. If I sign in the contract, I'm going to eat the peiros. So then, I'm chayiv al tzmekach. That alone, buying something, makes it a chashivas and chayiv a meiser. But you need two, not one. There's another thing that makes kriyas meiser. If it's safas, if you dip it into salt. Now, if you're a regular poil and dipping into salt, it's a problem of novel of acha. It's not a problem of you don't pay meiser because you're eating it min ha-tayra. But we're talking about a case where you had your shosno bias to eat it with your pass. So it's not, you're not, you don't have a right min ha-tayra. But there it's different. It's not part of your contract either. There, it's something that you ask the shosh later on. It's not a contract. So that's a different level. So there, the thing that will make it meiser is the melach. So we have three levels. Level number one is when you're eating min ha-tayra. Eating min ha-tayra, you eat what you want, you're part of the meiser. Level two is that later on in the stage, you ask the Baal Bayis, can I eat with my pass? He says, yeah, sure. So then, if you dip it into melach, two of them, then you have to eat it. Then you have a third level, which is kotzatz. Kotzatz, if you kotzatz two, even out melach already, so then you chayev meiser. And now, after we just explained this beautifully, we're going to learn it again inside. He says like this, Bein bar mechos la'aretz, chada, one grape, loy kava svisa. Dipping melach is not kaveh meiser. Tarati, two grapes, kava svisa. It's svisa is kaveh. Kotzatz, when you make up a contract, bein sofas, bein loy sofas, achas, achas, oichel, shtayim, shtayim, loyachal. Two, you can't eat, because that alone is a mekach. Loy kotzatz, no contract. Loy sofas, no dipping, you eat as much as you want. Oichel, shtayim, shtayim. Sofas, you dip it. Achas, achas, oichel, shtayim, shtayim, loyachal. Va'af, agav, not the shuzbal bayis. Even if it's shuzbal bayis, you're not allowed to eat it, because l'maisa, that's already kaveh l'maisa. The itvul hu l'maisa. V'kava svisa, and svisa is kaveh. When the Mora ends off, it's hard to the kava svisa menolon. How do you know that two is kaveh svisa? Omar of Master Dom Akra, the Pasuk, how do you need two? You see, we need two for everything, for Mekach, for this, how do you need two? Dom Akra, the Pasuk says that the Goyrin is Dafka two. The Pasuk says, Ki kibitzom ka omir goyrna. That says, it's called a Goyrin when you have kibitzom, when you makabit something. And Rashi says, Ein Goyrin blei kibitz, then kibitz pakas v'shtayim. Kibitz always two. And therefore you know that it's two. And like Tosfos speaks out, small Tosfos is a tarati. Mekach nami kova b'tarati. Kibin leil. Elm shum svisa kibin noka svisa. The same thing. How do you know tarati minolam by mekach? Same pasuk, like Tosfos points out. And this is the makar that you are chayiv dafka by two. So bottom line is that we had here a steer and two brises. The answer is, the first brise is talking about that's why it says because I'm talking about two, and that makes it a chayav meiser. The second brayse says the sof sof melech v'yoycha means one. We need one at a time because the kotzatz would make the chayav meiser. We don't even need the melech, and it comes out like gavir shaila of hivu bar. We don't have a pshitus. We never came up with a pshitus for a bar, and the rishonim will handle what's halacha meiser, but we don't come up with a pshitus. What's the halacha of Hivivu bar, if you put on ovum dar, regular poil, if he's allowed to eat it, or not, that way, if that's the problem of ovum dar, or not.